This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Galesburg School Superintendent is proposing significant cuts to the district's budget, and that's not sitting well with the head of the teachers' union. The district faces a $600,000 shortfall for next school year, but Superintendent Ralph Grimm recommends the school board cut spending by $2 million. Grimm says enrollment is declining and state funding is uncertain.
We're about $1.4 million short this year in revenue from the state for the categoricals and the pre-K program. And so, you know, again, I have to position the board for the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario is that $1.4 million becomes $2.8 million.
Categorical payments help districts cover costs related to transportation and special education programs. Grimm says Galesburg schools can save money by freezing teachers' salaries for a year, eliminating 10 elementary teacher jobs, and replacing the district's three nurses with a district health coordinator and five assistant nurses. Teachers Union President Dave Sharp is upset with the plan, especially because workers did not learn of it until Monday.
We were not made aware of teachers being pulled out of their classrooms today and told of these possible plans being made. Teachers were very upset, lots of teachers in tears today when they were unexpectedly given this information.
Sharp says class sizes will increase if the teaching staff decreases. He says that will cause teachers to spend less time with students. Sharp also says the administration has made questionable spending decisions in recent years, such as building a new football stadium and spending $300,000 on new furniture for Silas Willard Elementary. I'm T.J. Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.